Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Ben E. King bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, one of the classics of all time, that song. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to be, not be a new friend. Dr. Rob Smith is here. He's in London, joining us from London. He's an American living abroad, folks, and has been for a while now. He's Chief Technology Officer at Buxar, and the book, Rage Inside the Machine, folks, you got to find this book. Rob, thanks again for being here. In your book, you have a chapter on value and values. Now, in one of my books,
yes,
I pointed out the fact that the 20th century was a value century. We spent all of our lives. Madison Avenue made an industry and a century on helping people understand the power of value, and they differentiated all through our lives in every way, facet, and form. But then in the 21st century, now that we got value down, if we don't, with all the technology we have, if we don't put an S on that word, I think that's where we get into trouble. And you wrote a whole chapter about that. I want you to talk to us about it.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. In many ways, the quantification of humanity has been the history of human sciences for quite some time now, and the king of those being economics, obviously. But those sciences are very useful. I never want to put down the idea that the reductiveness of science is not a value. It is a value. It's just that there's a tendency in politics and in economics and in social science sometimes to effectively make people into numbers. Now, that has been greatly intensified because we now have an infrastructure of information around the world that is based on algorithms, and algorithms, of course, treat only numbers at mm-hmm. some level. So effectively now our infrastructure is intensifying the quantification of people that we've had for many years. And that tends to roll over the human factor, which we keep having to remind people about.
And it's astonishing to me that we do have to remind people that we're still the same protoplasm.
Sure, and we're complex. We're highly complex entities that no simplifying science treats entirely well. And that's not to be a Luddite and put down algorithms, put down science. It's just simply to state that's a scientific fact, that complexity is the modern way of looking at the world. It's what modern science is about, and that needs to come into the way we look at ourselves as well.
But does that complexity, and this is a really important point you're making here, does that complexity, because it's seductive and because it's powerful and it's leverage, it's digital leverage, like it's leverage in a way that we've never had before, and so it almost can't be, you almost can't argue against it because it's so cool and so seductive, is that causing power to be centralized in the people with the algorithms and to potentially control those of us who don't have the algorithms? I'm concerned about that, without sounding like a Luddite. What do you think?
Certainly, I agree. And the Luddites get very bad press. You know, the Luddites were mainly people trying to protect a way of life. They weren't as anti-technology as much as they were anti-destruction of their lifestyle.
Right.
And that's a similar thing that's going on now.
They're the people who said, no tractors, I like my mules, basically.
Yeah, well, or actually, you know, in the factories in England, the dark satanic mills of England, you know, they were doing things like mainly had a child and woman workforce because they were cheaper to pay.
Right.
Children would be punished by having their ears nailed to a table occasionally.
Oh,
you know, it was ugly. It was an ugly, ugly world,
yeah.
And that's what they were fighting against. And most people don't realize the government put them down. They sent in troops and basically put down the protesters. And, we're facing similar sorts of challenges today. I don't believe that there are that many evils. world. I don't think there are a lot of evil people. I do think there are
But the power, and the access of their algorithms or the technology makes them not ugly or evil, but indifferent. Maybe indifferent, and that's isn't indifference danger? Is dangerous as evilness almost?
Yes, but you know it's indifference force systemically because. You know, the way I look at it is corporations are the most successful artificial intelligences we've ever made because mm-hmm. effectively they're programmed with simple rules. They have simple goals like an algorithm, and they're so thorough at them that we've given them personhood as a legal status. We effectively
right.
say they're people
right.
From
right.
a legal point of view. And then they have the responsibility to act on the simple programming we've given them. Now, what's happened now is they're enabled to enact that simple purpose with algorithms on the internet. So effectively, the fact that they're having this simplifying economic value-driven effect on the world is unsurprising. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is make realizations about it and change the way we view and cope with our algorithmic world.
Shouldn't every human establish their own human values and have a right to expect to be responded to in that way from the corporations, from the technology? Aren't we going
sure, absolutely.
Are we going to have to claim that for ourselves, not what we'd expect somebody else to do it?
Yeah, yes, but it takes a serious realignment of a lot of philosophy. I mean, you know, economics fundamentally looks at the world and says, workers want to work as little as possible for the pay they get, and
right.
employers want to give people the least pay they can for the work they
the opposite.
Get out of them.
Hold
that's,
on to that
that's,
thought,
that's,
Rob.
That's dysfunctional.
That's
yeah.
You're exactly right. That's a really important point. Folks, the book is called Rage Inside the Machine. Robert Elliott Smith, Dr. Rob Smith, and I will be right back after the break. More to come. Stay with us. New York's bad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.